Let's go into that one, how we got that deal with on the mailers. Unknown Equity. You know more about that one because you were kind of doing that.
So, yeah, I think you had kind of started doing like lead management and I was doing acquisitions. And so me and the broker would go to this guy's house, the seller.
Crazy.
He was a crazy guy, man. He had some drug problems. He had inherited this house. And because it was an inherited house, he had tons of mail. Like tons of people had been hitting him up about the house. And so one of the first appointments, we went there probably like 6 or 7 times.
You guys were
just
hanging
trying
on.
To like work out the deal with him. We knew he was super motivated. Like he's like, man, I need money ASAP. Like I need it. Like super motivated, super like almost desperate for money. And so we went there like 6 or 7 times. And one of the first times I was there, like he had all these postcards and mail.
Pulled a sneaky one, bro.
And I was like, do you want these? Like I might want to like check these out for like our marketing purposes. Can I take these? And so I took these, all his mail so he couldn't call him.
Yeah, that was a smart move. Especially if you check with him, like if he's like, nah, I'm working with you guys, just take those other buyers.
Yeah, I mean,
out
I wasn't risking losing the deal because he calls someone else and they offer him a little bit more.
Right, right.
Plus I had like, he liked us a lot. Like we built a lot of good rapport with him. You know, we had been there, cared about his situation, you know, tried to help him out. So we eventually got it under contract.
Killer deal.
Yeah, really good deal. And once we got it under contract, like we gave him some money to get groceries. We gave him some money to basically make it to the closing.
Right.
So we worked out a really good like seller finance deal with like principal only payments, no interest. Like $100K down at closing. It's a really, really good deal.
I think looking back, maybe we could make like $200K on it or something, $150,000.
Probably well over $100, probably like $100.
But we were new and the broker, I mean.
Yeah, so we ended up selling it to this broker.
We ended up selling to the broker.
For him to flip. I'm sure he made a killing on it.
We made $28K.
We made $28K.
You live and you learn, right? Like that was a fat deal.
Well, the funny thing is me and Nate were like, this was a big deal at the time because we had done the 5K deal and no deals since then.
Oh yeah, we needed that money.
We were like, this is huge, like 28K.
Oh, we thought that was a giant amount of money.
And so we were like, we have to make this happen. And during like the time where like we're waiting to closing, the seller kept texting me random stuff. He'd call me all the time. I was like, man, I can't deal with this anymore. So one time he like threatened to kill me, you know, just crazy stuff.
He was super hot and cold. So the deal didn't get funded like the day it closed because it takes sometimes to the next day. And he called Corey like, I'm going to kill you, dude.
I blocked his number.
He literally was threatening to kill you. And I was like, man, this is getting wild. This is what the
me
path
and Nate,
we've chosen.
Me and Nate picked him up to take him to the closing because we're like, we have to make this.
We have to make this happen. He brought his girlfriend with him and he was on the way drive there. He was going nuts. He was like telling stories about how he used to like hook up with
all these bouncers
and beat up people and like hook up with chicks nonstop. And I was like, wow, this guy's crazy. Now, another thing is we actually tried to sell this same deal to the buyer that bought our first deal we did for 5K, but he knew it was a good deal, but he's like, he told us we needed to pay our dues and we were trying to make
our stripes.
He said, you guys are trying to make way too much money on this deal. You need to pay your dues.
I think we were trying to make like 50 on it.
Yeah. And he was like, no, I ain't paying you that. Even though it was a sick deal. So
killer deal.
You guys need to know the more buyers you have, the more money you're going to make.
Yeah. We're still in a position where we struggled to have good buyers. So we didn't really get like, a lot of interest in it because we only blasted out to probably 10 people.
Yeah, so
which isn't going to get you anything.
You got to get more buyers. I mean, that's if you can learn one thing from this podcast, this episode or whatever, get some buyers. That's why we can sell so many of our deals now. We can find buyers. Now, that's how we got that deal with him for $28K.
Unknown Equity postcard.
Now, that kind of held us over. We had that deal, then we had the $28K. Now we had some wiggle room, right?
Yeah, and at the same time, we had hired some flyer guys with this 5K the broker gave us.
That's right.
So